yours together, my church. I think that is an audacious thing for me ever to say. I dare not even think that. That these are people for whom Christ died on the cross, and that I am seeking to serve him first, most of all. That I'm mostly a Christian and not a pastor. That my confidence and my hope must be rooted in Jesus Christ and not the rolling change of circumstances around me. And that it is when I believe this, and when I live this, that then, and probably only then, am I able to become the kind of leader that Jesus Christ wants me to be in his church. Number three is to look at successes and not just problems. Now, I don't know why it's so easy to look at problems, but it is. I have found that I can preach a sermon on a Sunday morning and have 1,000 people tell me it was great, and one tell me it was lousy. And all week long, I can't think of anybody who said it was good, and I remember verbatim what the person said who told me that it was bad. You may recall that throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew people were regularly exhorted to count God's blessings and to count their successes. So whenever they won battles, whenever they crossed rivers, whenever they stood at places where God had performed some great miracle on their behalf, they scrounged up a pile of rocks and they built their makeshift monument so that they would not forget how good it had been. And that monument would be a basis for telling the story to future generations as well. Whenever they started to grumble and complain, God always said, "Don't you remember that you were slaves in Egypt? Don't you remember the way you came across the Red Sea?" Every year at harvest time, they were exhorted to celebrate Sukkoth, or the feast, or the tabernacle of booths, or tabernacles. That they were to celebrate the good that had happened, the successes that were there. That every Passover, they rehearsed that miraculous deliverance from slavery in Egypt. Now, please understand, I am not suggesting that we gloss over difficulties and problems. That is a foolish thing to do. Difficulties and problems most often are best addressed soon and significantly and decisively. But I do suggest that all problems should be viewed against a far larger backdrop, and that far larger backdrop is the blessing of God, the successes that God has allowed us to have. At Wooddale Church, we have a ministry to other churches that is called Church Grow, so that once or twice per year, we invite usually 4 to 6 churches to come and be engaged in several days of